Hi, I'm Lisette Rodriguez.
And I'm Jeremiah Rodriguez.
And this is
Speaking Life Podcast, where we're inspiring hearts
and transforming minds.
All right, so today's episode, we want to talk about intentionality, right? Okay. So the whole thing of being intentionality, when I think about intentionality, I'm thinking the first word that comes to mind for me is effort. I think when it comes to intentionality, it requires effort. And I think in today's society, today's culture, nobody wants to put in the effort for such goals or whatever they aspire to do. What are your thoughts about intentionality?
Well, I don't know that many realize that intentionality is needed for everything that we want to do in life, everything we want to be in life, all the goals we set for ourselves. Like, realistically, they're not going to happen because we write them down or because we say this is what we want or we're hoping for. But we definitely need to be intentional. And many times what I ask people, when I ask them, well, what do you want out of life? Or where do you see yourself in 5 years? And they tell me, my next question to them immediately is, well, what are you doing about it? Right? What are you doing to be able to achieve that goal in 5 years or in 2 years or in 3 years, right? What are the steps that you're taking? Because those steps that you're taking for your ultimate goal is what I consider intentionality. It's you have to be intentional in order to be able to achieve the very thing that your heart desires. So, and I'm not talking about only big goals. I think in every aspect of life, big or small, you have to be intentional. And when I say small, so small, like if I know I got to be at work at 9 tomorrow, I have to be intentional on setting my clock and I have to be intentional on getting up by 6. See what I'm saying? Mm. Everything in life, whether it's big or small, requires the gift, or should I say the tenacity, of being intentional.
That's a good word.
What do you think?
Like I said before, I think it requires effort. And I think like today's society, we get mentally tired before we even try. So with intentionality, it requires action. And I think we get afraid of applying the action or like what the outcome may be, even if we try. So I think doubt gets in the way when you're trying to be intentional, because when I think about being like intentional, I'm thinking about I have to go deeper. That's the way like my mind goes, because surface level stuff, like for example, your example, like, oh, I have to get up at 9 tomorrow. Okay, so what are the intentional steps for me to get up at 9? Like I have to now... thought process, do I put like 5 different alarms or do I put 4 different alarms or like, am I just good with the one? You know
what
I mean?
In your case, you need 5.
No, I don't need 5. I'm good on 1.
Okay.
I wake up at 6 in the morning all by myself. So, wow. Anyway, but like with stuff like that, or like waking up, like I guess for the gym, that's when I need like 5 different alarms. If I'm going
that
at 5
really
in the
requires
morning.
Requires intentionality.
For sure. For sure. So one question I do have is, what self-care practices can I incorporate to ensure I have the energy and mindset to act intentionally?
That's a very good question. So what's your answer?
What self-care practices can I incorporate to ensure? Ah, man. I think it starts with like a clear mind, realistically. Just like being open-minded and like making things... as less effort as possible. So I read this book called Atomic Habits. So innately, what it says is that we're lazy as human beings. That's we're just naturally lazy. But if we set ourselves up and prepare ourselves up for the next day or for that next task, and it's already set up in stone, it requires less effort on our part to take action. So like, for example, like one thing I use with my young people is, some people say, I struggle reading the Bible.
Right.
So one of the tips I got from the book was set yourself up. So what I told them was open your Bible and leave it open on a desk.
Okay.
Just leave it completely open, right? And as you leave it open, sooner or later, when you walk by, you're going to want to read it, right? You're going to want to read it and you're going to want to dive a little deeper because it's already set up for you. Now, when I think, oh, I have to have Jesus time, so I got to get my notebook and then I got to get my pen and then I got to... When you start doing that, innately your mind's just like, nah,
it's
I'm good.
Too much.
It's too much. It's too much effort. I'm good. So then I'm already tired by the time I even get to the task. So I think like prepping yourself ahead of time helps you as far as when it comes to like the self-care aspect?
Self-care for me, I choose to focus on the goal. So contrary to many belief, I go to the gym daily, but it's not that, if I'm going to be quite honest, right? It's not that I'm going to the gym because I want this specific body, or that I even enjoy the gym. The reality is what I enjoy are the consequences of going to the gym, right? So my goal is to feel better and to be stronger and to be healthier. So as a caregiver to your grandparents, it requires a lot of me emotionally, spiritually, and even physically, right? So I've noticed that when I don't work out, I'm stressed. I am like ready to pull out my hair, and don't misunderstand me. I love them to life. But I'm ready to pull out my hair. I get overwhelmed easily. I'm very stressed and frustrated. But when I go to the gym, first of all, it takes me a while to get there. But every time I start to think about how good I feel after the fact, like legit, when I'm done, I get home, I'm ready to take on the world. Like I feel like I can do whatever it is I have to do for them and myself and the church and the millennials and my mentees. And like, I feel like I have energy, right? To be able. So for me, that's self-care. And sometimes self-care, or I don't say sometimes, all the time, to me, self-care is putting yourself first so that you could be your best for everyone you're serving. And I struggled with that in the beginning. So to put myself first, it sounded like, oh, you're arrogant. You know, it's all about you. No, it's not about me. It's just, I always tell everyone, I want to serve you as a pastor, as a mentor, as a daughter to my parents, as a mother to my kids. I want to give all of you the best of me. Whatever it is, I want to give you the best. But in order for me to give you the best, I have to be at my best. And sometimes that looks like me putting myself first. Sometimes that looks like me doing self-care and making a day about me. Sometimes that looks like me intentionally paying someone to care for my parents for a couple of hours while I go and get a massage, while I go to the gym, while I go get my nails done, while I go get my hair done. And those things to you might sound like, oh, you know, they're not even important to you. But if that is what my self-care looks like and it helps me be in a better headspace, then it's valuable to me, because when I get what I need as far as self-care, I am the best. I try to be the best mom. I try to be the best pastor. I try to be the best friend. I try to be the best mentor, the best teacher, you know, and I find myself in a different headspace, if that makes sense. And it took me a while to learn that I had to be intentional on putting myself first if I really wanted to live up to my words at being my best for someone. So to me, self-care, the definition would be self-care is putting yourself first.
And I definitely have to do that, especially when I go to the gym, and because that's my time. Like, I don't like it being robbed from me. I don't like, and I notice, I mean, you may notice when I, when you may ask me for something, and I explained this to Pastor E, my pops, that's my dad, shout out to my dad. Like when you ask me for something as I'm at the gym, I get irritated because it's just like, it's
for real. Or I'll ask him, well, how long are you going to be there? I don't know, mom. Okay.
Cause it's just my time. It's my time. So like that time for me is like everything, because I'll oftentimes like, I won't have time for me later. Like in my mind. So it's just like, if I don't have this, it's all or nothing. So like, I like going to the gym because it just relaxes me. It's like you said, it's a clear mind space. I don't have to think about anything else. It's just me and the weights, and I get to learn. And believe it or not, I always ask God during that time period, like, use this time to speak to me. Like whatever, if this is where I'm the clearest hair space, this is where like, I feel like I hear you the most, because it's just me, the music, and you. So, right. You know, like, that's my time. So anybody like tries to interrupt that time, I instantly like I get irritated, because it's just like, now you're robbing me of my time. So I need this time, and then I'll get back to you right afterwards. So
I like, get it. But one of the things that, and it took me a long time to learn this, because looking from the outside in, I feel that people look at you and they're like, you're so selfish. You're putting yourself first. You know, you're so selfish. And to be quite honest, at first, when my parents first came here from Florida, that was my mentality. Mm-hmm. Never mind. To me, the world was looking at me like, your parents should be first. Your husband should be first. Your kids should be first. And that was always and has always been my intention.
Yeah.
But I felt like at a certain period of time, I was going to lose my mind. And that sense of peace and relaxation that came from putting in the work. Obviously, I got other results, right? I lost all this weight and, you know, I'm happy that I'm a healthier me. But I started to learn that despite what other people could think, I needed to put myself first so that I can put others first.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
It makes a lot of sense.
So in that time, it's funny you say that because God always talks to me while I'm on that treadmill.
All the time. All the time.
I swear to you. I'm like, God, what is happening right now? Like, I could be listening to a sermon. I could be listening to a teaching, to a class. And the Holy Spirit will just drop notes. Boom.
Yeah.
And I literally, like, get off the treadmill. Like, put my legs on the side. And I take my phone on my notes and I'm like, and I start speaking.
Yeah.
And God said, and I said, so that I can go back to it later, because I know that later on, I'm not going to remember what the Holy Spirit was telling me at that moment. But it's those moments like that, that the Holy Spirit could capture your attention because you're free.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're free from calls. Mm-hmm. You're free from text. Like, I put my phone on do not disturb.
My junk is on do not disturb, too. And people still try to disturb me. So... hurt sometimes. But anyway,
but I'm his mom.
That's true. So she has that leeway. But what's funny is that this is called Speaking Life Podcast, right? So like most times when I get to the gym, I don't want to be there either.
I don't either. Can I tell you? It takes me 20 minutes from my parking to get inside. Yeah. 20 minutes.
So
like I literally sit in my car for 20 minutes, mm-hmm. scrolling through social media, checking out my emails, reading things, you know, reading different articles. And I'm like, all right, Liz, it's been 20 minutes. So like, let's just do this. Because again, it costs me something to go in there and pay the price for what we do. Mm-hmm. Because it's not that it feels good, but I so love the outcome after we put in the work.
Yeah. So it requires intentionality in that part. Because like I said, sometimes I don't want to be there. So I have to speak life into myself by getting there.
Oh,
so for me, I have to speak life into myself. I'm like, all right, cool. We're in here. And then I have to throw on Eric Thomas. He's my favorite motivational speaker. And he's just like yelling through the phone. So I'm like, all right, cool. What annoys me even more, right, is once I get to that space, right? Because like you said, you pay a price to get to that space, right? You pay a cost to get there, get your mindset there. Is when people want to lift with you. I don't know if you experience this, but people want to lift with you and they have the mindset, oh, I can't do that. I can't do that. It blows my mind because my intentionality, I had to be intentional by speaking life. I had to be intentional by getting on this treadmill and getting myself into this mind space. So I don't want to hear I can't at that point. All I want to hear is let's get this work. Let's focus. And all right, let's pay the toll. Let's pay rent and be out of here. So I think that requires intentionality, but like knowing when to kind of get the distractions out the way too. I think that's like a big thing because you can have distractions in the gym too.
Oh, I believe it because, you know, putting in the work causes a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And that's what people don't understand. Like, you know, putting in that time, putting in that work, it causes soreness to your body. But I believe, like Timothy said, right? Like, I know it benefits us, but, you know, to put in the work and do the exercise. But the reality is this. Many times God wants to speak a word into our life. Many times God wants to tell us. We're asking God all these questions. And we feel like he doesn't answer us. But the reality is, when he wants to answer, are you listening?
Yeah.
Because here's where I struggle. All my life growing up Pentecostal, no one ever taught me how to wait and listen out to see what God has to say. All my life.
Mm-hmm.
You pray, you worship, you cry out to the Lord. You pray, you worship, you cry out to the Lord. It was after I was grown that someone asked me, hey, Liz, do you take time out after you pray to sit and meditate and see what the Lord has to say?
Yeah.
Right? Because my prayer life was always a monologue and never a dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in the very beginning, when I started this practice, I found it a little difficult because it was hard for me to stay in one position still for X amount of time to see what is the Lord going to say. Is he going to say anything?
Yeah.
But it's about the quality time that you spend in his presence. So going back to us, although I'm your mom and I want to be there for you, the reality is because of the things of life, I need you to spend time with me and listen to what I have to say. Mm-hmm. Right? Because in you listening, you can go further along in your journey, but you have to be intentional about giving me the time to listen.
Yeah.
So I feel that many times we don't give God that space to minister back to us. We don't give God that space to talk back to us. And even in that, it requires intentionality. I have to be intentional about my time in God's presence.
Yeah.
So marking out my day, carving out my time, whether I'm getting up in the wee hour of the morning or whether it's while I'm exercising or whether it's while I'm driving my car or whether it's while I'm washing dishes, wherever it is, I need to be intentional and give God access to speak to me at any given time. And he speaks to us through many different ways, but that still small voice. But we have to be intentional on listening to that voice, because it's like, I used to tell you guys all the time, if you ever got to the amusement park or to the mall, and if there was 500 people there or 1,000 people there, and any one of my kids called me, trust me when I tell you, mm-hmm. I know your voice.
Yeah.
The question is, when God calls us, with all the noise that's happening in life, when God wants to speak to you, do we know God's voice enough to be intentional and listen?
Yeah. That's actually kind of funny because one of the Mondays, well, for young adults, I was talking about how the enemy wants to add a voice to subtract clarity, right? To subtract clarity from you. And one of the questions that were posed was, how can I know it's God's voice, right? So I started playing certain songs or certain like motivational speakers. I was like, who is this? Like, oh, so-and-so, who is this? All right, so-and-so. I was like, the only reason you know that is because you merely spent time with it.
Right.
So when you spend time with God, you know the voice. It doesn't matter who's in the crowd or if you're in a crowded place or not. Subsiding all the subtraction, I mean, all the, you know, outside noise, you know God's voice as long as you spend time with him. So, I mean, that's such a big thing, intentionality when it comes to hearing God's voice. I don't think people know to take a step back just to listen. It's always, I think people make things about them. And I think that's a problem.
I'll give you one better. We have to be intentional to spend time with him, period. How about that? Because life be lifing.
Please don't say that.
I'm telling you, that's what I hear all the time. Oh, life be lifing. And I agree, life be lifing. But if you don't carve out and you're not intentional on carving out some time for you and God to have intimacy, into me, see? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, then how could you expect God to do the very thing you're asking him for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's everything in life. You have to be intentional with your spouse. You have to be intentional with your friendships. You have to be intentional in your relationships. You have to be intentional with your job. You have to be intentional with school. I mean, I don't think there's one thing in life that you don't need intentionality.
Well, if you want to get better, I would say, because a lot of people are complacent at where they're at.
Oh my God.
And when you're complacent, when you're at, it's easy because you're just doing mindless things.
Right.
That's why I was talking about effort before, because now that I have to put intentionality behind it, that means I have to go deeper. How can I go from being good to being great? That's when intentionality falls. Exactly. Exactly. So when it comes to that point, or like when your boss or leadership or your mentor is asking, hey, like, I need this from you. I need more from you. Then that's when people start to veer off and back off and say, you know what? Like, I don't know if I'm cut out for this because it's just too much. It's just you're asking too much of me now. But then again, we want the whole world.
Yeah, we do. But again, that's why I personally focus on the goal. Because if the goal is worth it, I will put in the work.
Yeah.
I will be intentional if the goal is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why for me, self-care, going back to self-care, while many times I don't want to go to the gym or I spend that 15, 20 minutes outside in the car, I'm intentional about focusing on that goal and what I expect from God. Because God can't give me something without me giving him something first to work with.
Yeah.
So you need to be intentional. What seed are you sowing?
Mm-hmm.
You're expecting this harvest. You're expecting to reap. So what are you sowing? You need to be intentional on sowing the right seed, right? So if you want an orange tree, you got to make sure, you got to be intentional that the seed you currently have and you're investing, it is an orange seed.
Yeah.
Or if you want an apple tree, or if you want mint leaves, whatever it is that you're expecting, it has to be intentional. You can't just sow anything and just hope for greatness.
Yeah.
And start declaring and decreeing God's word. No, everything you want should line up with God's word first.
For sure.
So being intentional, even on the smallest things, like spending time in his word, we want God to speak to us, but we don't want to open the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
We prefer for him to send someone, or to someone text us, or to someone say they heard from the Lord. But your best bet is hearing from God yourself. Be intentional on opening the scripture, because many times what we want to know or what we want to hear from God, it's in the scripture.
Yeah.
So being intentional in opening up the book instead of listening to outside voices, like, that's all self-care too.
I think we're not intentional with the word for some people because we don't know how to read it. Or for some, it may be boring. For some, it may be just this tall task, but it only starts with 5 minutes. Like you reading and try to figure it out. Just like you would do research for anything else. It's the same thing with the Bible. You got to do the research with anything else, because if you read the Bible for face value, it's just a story. But once you go out of the Bible and just start doing the research, finding the context and stuff like that, that's when it becomes a little bit more fun. And that's when you get to do pot of reflections and figure out what is God trying to say to you, because God is the word, right? Yeah. So that's where you follow the intimacy. And that's when the intentionality begins to build, I believe, by you starting to do the homework, because that's when intimacy happens. Because just like you're my mom, in order for me to get to know you, like, I have to sit with you. I have to ask him questions. I have to ask questions that I care to know, you know, about you. Because once I'm intentional with that, then I know you. I can say I know you. Why? Because I really spent time with you asking the important questions, not just the surface level. You know how us people from New Jersey, oh, how you doing? But I don't really want the answer.
You better say okay.
Yeah, it just made it more a pass. Like, oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm out.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I don't really care about how you're doing. I'm just being polite. You know what I mean? So even with that, like with some of my young people or some of my friends, I'm like, I have to take a step back. I'm like, how are you actually doing? Like, what you mean?
Like, no, for real.
No, for real. Like surface level, not surface level stuff, but beneath that, like, how are you actually doing? Are you good? Like, you fine? You all right? So
I do that with my close friends too. I'm like, all right, now seriously, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And they start laughing because they know that I'm asking beyond the surface level. Like, no, for real.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I agree.
But everything has to be intentional. It's like many times we forget, and I think, you know, we can end it here. We forget that in order to know God, you need to spend time with God. It's kind of like what you were just saying earlier. So many of us know of God, but we don't know God.
Absolutely.
Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
We know of him. We sat under good teaching. We sat under good preaching. So we know of him, but we don't know him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and like I was telling you guys last week in the sermon, it's like, I needed you guys. You guys rode off of my faith. My children rode on my faith, you know, for upteen years. But the time came where I needed you to start riding on your own faith. And for that, I intentionally had to let go. And you intentionally had to seek God for yourself.
Yeah.
I showed you who he was. Mm-hmm. I taught you who he was. But that's still not enough. You had to be intentional in your walk with God to get to know God, to get to know his voice for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said earlier, everything in life, whatever you're expecting, whatever you're waiting for, secular, emotional, physical, spiritual, it requires intentionality. So if you haven't been intentional, I ask you, you know, the question, is your goal worth it? Because if you focus on the goal, you're going to be able to put in the work.
Absolutely. And I think, I don't know if I said this last episode, but Eric Thomas said it like this, like, most people wake up to make money. But if you will wake up and make you, the money will come.
Come on. That's good right there.
The money will come. So just being intentional about building you. And once you build you, everything will come. Everything will come. For sure. For sure. So, guys, we're going to close out here. This is the second episode, episode number 2. We're excited about it. But if you do like the episode, you like what you're hearing, right? Share, like, comment, subscribe. Click the bell for the notifications to get updated on every episode, right? We want to make sure that you're sharing it with others. And then also shout out to Vanessa Rodriguez, our producer. You can follow her at Vanessa Films. She does phenomenal work. She's our producer and she helps with this podcast. So we're excited to have her as part of our team.
So I pray that this episode blessed you. And we ask that if it did, share it with someone. We're on all platforms for podcasts. Have a great one.